Welcome to the Fiyomi Yerushalmi, Shir's sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim Daf Memei in the Uiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shishi, in the middle of Aloch Aleph. The Gemara in the previous Amud brought that they asked Hillel, Rebbe Seir asked Hillel. They heard that he was the Talmud of Shmai V'Avtalion, and they wanted to know if you can shecht Pesach on Shabbos. If Yudalid of Nisan falls on Shabbos, can you shecht Pesach then? And Hillel says, of course, you can learn from Tamid. The same way Korban Tamid you could shecht on Shabbos, Korban Pesach you could shecht on Shabbos as well. So they told him, maybe Korban Tamid is different than Korban Pesach. How do you know to compare Tamid to Pesach? So says the Gemara in Daf Mem Udalav on top, Hitchil doyrish lehem mehekesh umikal v'choymer umikzer shova. He says, I'll bring you three different ways to show that you can learn Pesach from Tamid. A hekesh, a kal v'choymer, and a gzer shova. The Gemara explains, Mehekesh, Ohil v'tomit korban tzibur, u'peisach korban tzibur, they're both a korban tzibur. Ma'tomit korban tzibur doich ha'shabbos, a'peisach korban tzibur doich ha'shabbos. So the Hekesh over here is a certain type of binyanav. We talk about korban tzibur. If tomit is a korban tzibur, is doich ha'shabbos, Pesach should be the same. Mikav v'chomer, k'sei even a kav v'chomer. Ma'im tomit shein chovim el asiyos ha'koris. Doiches Shabbos, Korban Tomid, if you didn't do it, it's not a Chiyuv Kores, it's still Doiches Shabbos. Pesach Shechavim El Sios Kores, Pesach, if one does not record Pesach, it's Chayav Kores, Eino Din Shechis Shabbos, of course, will be Doiches Shabbos. And Gzer Shova. Gzer Shova Jis is the reference of the Psukim that we have a Gzer Shova. Ne'arabe Tomid Be Moyadoi, it says in Tomid the word Moyadoi. Ne'arabe Pesach Be Moyadoi, the same word. Ma'atomit shenemar b'moyado doiches haShabbos by korban tomit that says b'moyado is doiches haShabbos. A Pesach shenemar b'moyado doiches haShabbos. So Pesach that has the same word is also doiches haShabbos. Amru lo yikfar amarinim yesh tichelis mibavli. They said we already questioned: is there any tichelis and is there anything that we can get useful from this Babylonian from Hillel who's a Bavli? In other words, your limud does not really help us. The Gemara explains why. What was bothering them? Hekesh Amarto Yesh L'Tshuva. The Hekesh that you want to learn, you can answer on it. Leimah Marta B'Tomid Shekin Yesh L'Kitzvah. Torah Pesach Shein L'Kitzvah. Meaning Korban Tomid comes every single day. So maybe that's why it comes on Shabbos. Pesach that comes only once a year. Maybe it cannot come on Shabbos. Kal V'Chomer Shem Amarto Yesh L'Tshuva. You have a Kal V'Chomer, we can answer that too. Leimah Marta B'Tomid Shu Kod Shekadoshim. Torah Pesach Shu Kod Shekalim. You want to say the Korban Tomid is more lenient, more calm than Pesach because there's no chorus. But on the other hand, Korban Tomid has a din of Kodesh Kadoshim, which is a higher level of Gdusha. So maybe that's why it comes with Shabbos, different than Pesach, was only Kodesh Kalim. And Gzer Shova Shomato, we don't accept Gzer Shova. Shein Adam Dan Gzer Shova Me'atzwe. So Hillel is trying to bring three different limudim to teach me from Tomid to Pesach, and they're doicha, each one of them. Reisi Aboy Noam B'Shem Ababa Memel in Bo Odom Ledin Acher Gzer Shova Me'atzwe. Meaning Gzer Shova, if a person wants to make his own Gzer Shova, so you know what's going to happen? Or you say, Sasheretz mitam be'oil, we'll make the sheretz mitam be'oil, v'sameis mitam be'kadadosho. So you'll say Gzer Shova between a mace and a sheretz, and you'll say the same way the mace causes tumah in the oil, makes the oil tumah, the sheretz also makes the oil tumah. And the same way the sheretz is mitam be'adosho, a very small piece, the size of a pea, also but the mace is mitam be'adosho. And that's not true? What is the Gzer Shova between mace and a sheretz? Do dorash beged or Gzer Shova? So meaning if a person can make up Gzer Shova, he can come to say things that are wrong. The next few lines of the Gemara don't belong here. They belong to the end of the sugya, and we'll reach there later. So we're going to skip now a few lines, and the Gemara says like this, Rav Yoiso be'aboyim shem rabo ba'memel, odom dan Gzer Shova l'kayim talmudoi, v'hena don Gzer Shova levatel talmudoi. Meaning he comes and says like this, but one could say Gzer Shova if he knows something. He knows something that he already learned from his Rebbe. Now he wants to come and bring a raya from Gzer Shova that he could do. He can make up his own Gzer Shova once he already knows the limud. But to come and bring Gzer Shova to be mevatel something that he learned, meaning to take Gzer Shova and to change something that we already know that you cannot do on your own. So that's why by sheretz and a mace that we know something, we know that a sheretz is not metan be'oil, you can't say Gzer Shova to go against it on your own. One could say his own kavuchimer. If he has a kavuchimer, he could come and change based on that whatever he learned. But not a gzer shova. That's the reason if a person said a kal v'chomer on his own, you could go and question it, because it's his own svar, his own logic. But gzeirah shava, he had to receive from his Rebbe. And it's coming from Allah from Moshe Sinai. So therefore you can't go and question gzeirah shava. So Hillel Hazokin is trying to convince Rebbe Seira that Korban Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. They didn't accept anything from him.
It's still come to me, meaning it's a lotion of a shvuo.
I heard this from Shmaya Be'Avtalyon. Meaning this Gzeir Shavah I didn't now make up on my own. I heard it from my Rebbe.
Once
he said that the Gzeir Shavah he heard from his Rebbeim, and he had a Messiah for that, so they accepted him and made him the Nosi. Once they made him a Nosi, so he started Mikantrum, he started saying things to upset them a little bit. Why did you need to make me a Nosi? Why do you need me to be a Nosi? And you couldn't do it on your, you couldn't come to an answer on your own.
Because you're
not mishamish to the chacham, you didn't learn Torah, but Shmaya Be'Avtalyon, who are by you? If you listen to them to their Torah, you don't have to make me into a Nosi.
Because
he did kinter dvarim, said things that may upset them, so he forgot an halacha. This you also have in the Gemara of the Bavli.
What did he forget?
So he said, you said now we know that halacha, you can shecht Korban Pesach on Shabbos, but you need to have a knife. Am Yisrael brought their sheep, but they didn't bring knives to shecht them. And you're not allowed to carry a knife on Shabbos. So what are they going to do?
I heard what to do.
I forgot. That's why Shmuel took away his memory based on this because he upset them before. But Am Yisrael, if they're not Nevi'im themselves, the children of Nevi'im, and they'll figure it out on their own.
Anyone
that had a tol, which means a sheep, he put the knife into the wool of the sheep. If it was a goat, he put the knife in between the horns. So he didn't carry the knives, but the animals carry the knives.
Once he saw that, he remembered the halacha.
This is exactly what I heard from Shmaya Be'Avtalyon. This is how you carry the knife on Shabbos. Meaning, if the fact that you see the Am Yisrael doing that, it's not enough. Once he saw Amishol doing that and he remembered that he got it from his Rebbeim, then you can be soymeh choned la'alocho.
Says one time at we had a Mishnah. Mishnah teaches us regarding Parah Adumo. Rochav alev, someone wrote on the Parah Adumo, Nishan leh leaned in it, Nitlo beznovo, he hanged onto her tail, over a bois anor, we used her to pass the river, Kipel alev samoseiro, he put on her the rope that he carried, that he pushes her with it, Ur nosan taliso alev, he put his clothing on it, psulo. And now I use the Parah Adumo. Somebody used the Parah Adumo and makes it possible. About Kosher ben Moiseiro, he tied her up with a rope, and it's for her own tzorich, for her own need. Also, la sandal b'shushloi tachli, put on her like a shoe in order for her not to slip. Or he put on her a clothing in order to protect her from the flies. Kshero, it's for her own need. That's allowed in a Parah Adumo.
And the Gemara continues to quote the Mishnah of Memud Beis. Zaklal, this is the rule. If it's for her own need, it's kosher. Someone else doesn't benefit from it, it's possible. Meaning, Parah and Kachim learn from each other. Because also, Kachim, you're not allowed to use. The same way you're not allowed to use Parah Adumo. So what do you learn? The same we see over here by Kachim that you can put a knife on the Korban Pesach. And the Korban Pesach can carry the knife and then it's okay, it's considered to be the tzarko. So also by Parah Adumo we could do that. And the Kachim learns from Parah Adumo that whatever is the tzarech of Parah you could do, also whatever it's tzarech of Kachim you could do. And it's not considered to be a voido be Kachim. Says the Gemara, we just mentioned that Hillel says you can take the knife. When you learn from Am Yisrael, you remember the halacha, the knife can be taken on the animal. What's chula? Chula means when you have a row of people standing on both sides, that creates a mechitza, and you can carry between these two rows of bnei adam.
Says more elakaravemi. Maybe he goes like a shita of ravemi. The holds you cannot rely on the chul. You can't rely on the raw room of people. Says more. I feel tamer can have seen in the holds you could rely on it. Kashem shem nemazu nemazu. It could be that that was another solution, but he forgot. That's he forgot the halacha of what to do with a knife on Shabbos, and this solution he also forgot. Says the Gemara, Omar Avav, follow Yev Shar Lishnei Shvis, Shelo Yochul Abosor Liyad B'Shabbos. When you have two Shvis, means two cycles of Shemitah, within 14 years, says the Gemara, you'll always have Pesach falling on Shabbos in one of the 14 years. Reb Chaim points out that according to our calendar, sometimes it could be 20 years, a max of 20 years, and maybe the gears should be not two Shavis, but three Shavis. In other words, within 21 years, you'll always have one Pesach falling, Erev Pesach falling on Shabbos. So what is the Gemara bothered by? Why do they forget the halacha? It's not so rare. It happens every 14 or maybe 20 years that there is Erev Pesach falling on Shabbos. They didn't know what to do in that, and when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, going according to Pesach, is it Doichah Shabbos or not? Says the Gemara, could they lead to Gdula Hillel? The reason they forgot about it is because Akash Boruch Hu's Mesoiviv that to make Hillel Hazoka in the Nosi. Says the Gemara, Ma'amanu on a Shmais me of Yudin Mikor Rabbonin. I heard from Yudin and all the Rabbonin, Pimad Naragin Bezin Shamata Bechovit. Why do we have this idea that if someone knows better than somebody else, so you give him the cover, then he becomes the Nosi? Like by Hillel Hazokin, when he knew they made him the Nosi over Bnei Beseiro. Shalo Yarbo Machlekis Bisol, should not be Machlekisim. So you take the one who knows the best, he becomes the head. And the Gemara goes on to explain, three times we had, someone had a covet, he gave it up, to give it to someone who was greater, was more appropriate, and for that there was Zeche Loilam Abo. Who were the three? He gave the Melucha to David HaMelech. Ve'elozor ben Azayo, who became a Nasi, but then he returned the Nesius to Ram Gamliel. In the story that they removed Yom Gamliel and made Ablozo ben Azariah the Nasi, but then they gave it back to Yom Gamliel, at least partially. For Zikne Beseir, in this story over here, the Zikne Beseir gave up the Nasius for Hillel HaZaken. So the Gemara goes on and says, they're not all exactly the same. Yonis and Mishol, Omer Avloi, Afilu Noshim Me'achoyre HaKoryon, even the women that are sitting behind the machines where they weave with them, Yoydeh Sayush Adovit Osid Limnuch, they knew David HaMelech would be the king, because he was the most popular one. He was so popular, more than Shaul HaMelech. So everybody knew he was going to be king. And he made it wasn't such a big, great thing that Yonasan said he should be king. Because Yonasan understood, saw the lay of the land, that David HaMelech will become king anyway. So he says, you'll become king, I'll become your viceroy. Elazar ben Azayo, Tanyan Havo. Elazar ben Azayo, when they made him Nasi, they made a tenai with him that they always can remove him. But Zikne B'Seiro, that's really a great thing that they did. They removed themselves from the Seus and made Hila Zok in the Nasi. That was a great Maisi that they did. Says the Rabban, the Kisrin Amin, Rav Chanino, the Tziporin, the Ramon. Also, Hila Tziporin gave up his Gdulo and gave it to Ramano. Says the Rabban, Rav Yeshua Bar Kavsai, Kol Yomai Eti Borech Min Asura. Always ran away from Tzoro, meaning becoming a Rav, becoming a Chashra person, becoming a leader. Shav She Nichnasti, but once I am in there, Kol Mishubal Metzieni, Bekum Komazeh Ani Yoy Reloi. Anyone who comes to try to remove me, I'm going to go after him like a kumkum. Kumkum is a urn that you heat water in it. The same with the urn, you heat it up and you put it into coal to make it, and it has ashes in it, and a person can get burned from the urn. That's how I'm going to go against the one who's trying to remove me with all my might. Explains the Gemara, Mavyisi Barabboi, in Chasashola Vibayulo. Not that he needs the covet, that's why he's running after it. Who said the next one will do Kiddushim Shemai more than me? Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed me to be the leader, to be the one in charge, so I'm the one who has the responsibility to do Kiddushim Shemai. And someone's going to try to remove me, is he going to do Kiddushim Shemai like I will do? Not necessarily. So therefore, I'm going to fight him out in order to make sure that I'm going to do the tafkid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed on me. With this, we conclude the Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Mem Hei.